It's the Central Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The Steelers lost a tough game yesterday at Heinz Field. It was a game that marked the return of James Harrison to the Steelers, and there was some controversy over his return. Meanwhile, the Pirates have returned to the postseason for the second consecutive year. What are their chances of reaching the World Series? I'm joined now by our sports guy, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette sports writer emeritus, Bob Dvorak. Bob, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh. How are you?
Great, Paul. There will be no excessive celebration today, although excessive celebration was in the lexicon during the past week, for sure.
Right. Excessive celebration, meaning that you have exceeded beyond what the NFL has established as the proper decorum for an on-field celebration, and then you are assessed a 15-yard penalty. The Steelers had quite a few of those.
Or you could spray champagne all over your clothes.
Right. Well, we'll get to the whys of the Steelers losing the game yesterday, but I think for our purposes here, we're wondering, as a lot of people are, about the timing of the Steelers bringing back James Harrison. A week ago, they extended the opportunity for him to rejoin the team after a slew of injuries decimated the defensive core. James Harrison, of course, a great linebacker. A guy who returned an interception 100 yards for a touchdown in the Super Bowl against Arizona, the Steelers' sixth Super Bowl win. So he is a franchise hero. But unfortunately, in 2008, he was charged with simple assault and criminal mischief related to a domestic incident with his girlfriend. And lately, the topic of domestic violence is one that has been a challenge for the NFL. It has been accused of mishandling such incidents. The Baltimore Ravens have been absolutely criticized in the media and in fact, parodied on Saturday Night Live just this past weekend. What about the Steelers' decision to then bring back James Harrison in spite of all these concerns?
Yes, Paul, I think it underscores the disappointment we all have in the league for the way it just botched this thing. And it admitted that it got it wrong. And to bring James Harrison back, with the climate being what it is, the spotlight goes back to an incident that occurred with him. So, I think, there's plenty of reason to be asking questions about how appropriate this is. Of course, the explanation is, well, he learned from it and we can move on and he gets a second chance. But, I think in some minds, it figures prominently.
And there are other players on the Steelers who have been charged with similar crimes who were not dealt with in the same way.
That's correct. I think Cedric Wilson, the wide receiver, was involved in a domestic dispute about the same time. He was released. But then again, you release a wide receiver or you keep the NFL defensive MVP. There does seem to be a sliding standard, if not a double standard, in the way some of these things are handled.
And so the Steelers made this move, and clearly it didn't help. They did not seem to have one of their best games on the defensive side of the ball yesterday. A tough loss.
How kind of you to put it that way.
What exactly happened? How did the Steelers end up losing a game in the dying seconds at home against a team like Tampa Bay that hadn't won a game all year?
Stunning. Absolutely stunning. Took me back to the 60s where everything would go wrong. And somehow they had games in hand that they're supposed to win and they don't. And I think you look at it this way. It was a total team effort. The offense, the defense, special teams, the punter, the coaching staff, they all contributed to this thing. And it was it reminded me of one of those Mayan rituals where they cut your heart out while it's still beating and show it to you in front of your face. That's the NFL. You can't explain the NFL. A team that's 0-3 and suffers its worst loss comes in here and gets it back together. And, it's a week-to-week thing with the NFL. You just never know which team is going to show up.
Well, despite the fact that the Pirates did not have the best weekend either, losing 2 out of 3 to Cincinnati, they are playoff bound. And there seems to be some reason to celebrate there. Back in the postseason, they are in the play-in game for the second year in a row. Explain what exactly is going on here. They'll play Wednesday, correct?
That's correct. And they play the San Francisco Giants, and it's one game. You win, you move on, you lose. Oh, you got all off-season to think about the games that got away, the blown saves, the missed opportunities. But, you know, then again, it's baseball in 2014. It's not a given. I mean, you know, you remember the play-in game last year and what the atmosphere was like and how they taunted Johnny Cueto, but I think Johnny Cueto can taunt them back now.
Right, he won his 20th game against the Pirates yesterday. Well, it seemed last year that scene at PNC Park was such that the fans were almost willing the Pirates to win. That they were so ecstatic and so boisterous that the Pirates just simply rode that emotion to a victory. Can it happen 2 years in a row?
It can. I expect a similar atmosphere, maybe not as intense as last year. That was a special time. But they're going to need everything. They're going to need everybody off the field, on the field. That's how they win. It's somebody different every night. They got to contribute. And, you know, there are times before when they've fallen flat and they've just come back. So, and who would believe that at the start of the season, the guy they took the gamble on, Edison Volquez, is going to be the starting pitcher in the playoff game.
Well, he's had a good season for the Pirates, and I'm sure everyone is hoping that that will continue on Wednesday night. The Pirates taking on the Giants with a chance to move on in the playoffs. If they win, they'll take on Washington. They'll open a series with Washington, the Nationals, on Friday night in the nation's capital. Bob Dvorak is our sports guy. He is sports writer emeritus for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Check out his video blog, Sports and That. Bob, as always, great thanks for joining us today on Essential Pittsburgh.
Great to be here, Paul. Just wish it was a better weekend. Like, why can't we all go out like Derek Jeter?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Bob.
Okay, Paul.
And a reminder that coming up tomorrow night, the third Keystone Crossroads Community Forum is being held here at the Community Broadcast Center on the South Side from 7 to 9. Doors open at 6:30. The event titled Rust or Revival, Which Way is Our Town Heading? The evening focused on community engagement. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Until tomorrow, so long for now.